Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome. Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here, hour number two on a Friday night, heading into the weekend. Only seven summer Fridays until the start of college football. Only seven. Chalk another one down, Joe, after tonight. Chalk another one down. Summer Fridays till college football begins here for us on C&L. We got all the baseball going on. Big Friday night. Big fly Friday night. I think these late games have some big opportunity for some big fly in a few of them. We got a couple light the match specials here coming up. Oh, yeah. We'll look at the golf going into the weekend and some other things. Mike Carver, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? There it is. Seattle right on the number again, 4-3. Another over for the Mariners. Oh. They just find ways to get it done. All right, we got first and second here for the Orioles. Can we crack through with some more runs?
I really need the Marlins in that
game. I know, but maybe this will wake them up. I don't know. I mean, you know, would be nice. Would be nice if we can get something going. If we can get something in the till. Could we get something in the till?
Here comes this Flim Fam for the Pirates. Flim Fam.
Tommy's Flim Flam.
Yeah. 8-0 Yankees. 8-0 Yankees.
They're trying for the total on their own in first and second. They need two more runs. They've been battering this Cubs staff. 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors.
No errors. Oh, Joe. First and second, one out with O'Hearn up for the Orioles. 2-1, Texas leads Houston, top three. And we got four games now late night. We did have three, but now we have four late night games because the Mets and the Royals, Joe, aren't going to start until about 9:30 East. So let's get ourselves together here. Is that right on that? Yeah, 1-2. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, five. There was supposed to be four. Now you're going to have five late night games because of the rain delay in Kansas City. So here's what we have tonight, and we'll see if we can get the hits, runs, RBIs together. So the Mets will be Senga against Waka in Kansas City, 9:30 East after a rain delay of about an hour and a half. They're going to start. 9.5 is the total in that one. Mm-hmm. The Diamondbacks and the Angels will have Ryan Nelson and Tyler Anderson, a flat nine in that game.
Do you like that total?
Yes, I do. Last few nights, we made a killing with those Angel Ranger games.
All right.
Phillies and Padres. That Garcia homering again, Matias? Is that Garcia again, this guy? Man, this Garcia now. I guess he's going to go on a tear.
What game?
3-1 Rangers, Texas. Garcia. I guess he's going to go on a tear now. Pulverized it. Ranger Danger Suarez versus Ryan Burgert. Phillies and Padres in San Diego. That's a flat 8.
5-0 Orioles.
All right. Jays and A's in Sacramento. Man, they just, last night was an under, right, Joe? The extra inning game was an under last night.
Yes. What game?
But the two previous nights, they just squeaked by the 10.5 in Sacramento, the A's and the Braves. So you get a 10.5 tonight with Scherzer and Severino. And then Logan Webb and Dustin May, the late night game in San Francisco with a 7.5. Probably the game Joe wants to go after. If I had to guess, Dodgers, Giants. Dodgers have lost 6 in a row. Not good. What do you think?
What do you think Ohtani's translator would bet?
You never know with that guy. He had his hands on everything.
Supposedly that guy didn't get jail yet. Did you know that?
No, he went a couple of weeks ago. He went to the federal penitentiary. Yes, he did.
I don't think he did.
They sure? Big story. They showed him walking in the jail to report. He had to report it. And I think it was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Might just be.
Jeez, this Murphy again. 2 homers for this Murphy. 5-2 Braves, Joe. 5-2 Braves. Couldn't hit one last night against the A's. All right, Joe. What do you want to go to first? Hits, runs, RBIs.
You tell me.
You want me to start?
Off.
I'll start it off. And talk about chalky, this Toronto A game. You got to be kidding me.
The Toronto game?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're in Sacramento, so the numbers are misery.
I'm taking the Philly game.
You're taking the Philly game, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to the Butler in the A-Toronto game.
All right. How many?
3+ for the Butler. 3+.
All right. Hang on. Batter props. The Butler. 135. What could you get on DK?
155.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Me? All right, Padres.
You said the Philly game. What do you got?
I want to go with Castellanos.
Oh, is it Profar? Is it Profar? Ugh, just missed.
What game? I don't
Atlanta.
Know.
Atlanta.
Screaming out stuff. All right, I took
Castellanos for 3+.
Castellanos, Castellanos.
Fine. You want to go with him? We'll go.
You make it sound, excuse me. You going to the Angel game?
Yeah, I'm going to the Angel game.
Okay. Take us home.
You want to go chalky or do you want to go?
Menu. I just pick it.
Where do you
want to
go?
What is your? I want you to go with what your gut says.
Want to do Marte?
I mean, -105. Yeah. That's all you can come up with.
How about Neto? I mean, how about Neto?
All right, Neto. All right. I mean, really. All right, 13-08.
That's not good enough for you?
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
You want to add a fourth?
Nope. Nope. We're in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe.
7-1, Rockies just scored.
Yeah, 7-1, huh? Rockies just scored on a pass ball.
Jeez.
To take a 3-2 lead. The Braves are now up 6-2.
Mets are on the way, just as we speak.
I thought it was 9:30.
FanDuel has it start live.
Been that way.
Okay. All right.
It's live.
Skeens throwing a no-hitter. I know it's only top three, but, you know, Skeens.
Well, we need a few more innings before we, you know.
It's Skeens, though. I was down in Baton Rouge. Maybe the mojo. You know?
Did you see they wouldn't let the girlfriend by Babe Ruth's apartment? Did you see that story?
She was a big fly! It's a gun! Ooh. It's a gun! Big fly! Get out! Get out!
Who?
2-1 Guardians. Big fly.
Ramirez. Man.
Bam.
Pow.
Catalina wine mixer. Pow.
You got that one.
All right.
You got that one.
Okay.
There you go. You got a little pep in your step now. You're getting things cooking. Starting to get moving a little bit. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Feeling good now?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel strong. You feel strong?
What is this? All right. So, for anybody, I know we might have got cut off on the last thing. It ended up being, Joe, Butler, Castellanos, and Neto for the hits, runs, RBIs. Okay? I know there might have been a little against the clock. I don't know if we've got the ball in or not, but there you go. Hey, did you watch any of the tennis?
No. I saw it. It was on the screen in the back. You got to understand. I was actually in orientation, Carver. Okay, they got me in. I'm in the theater. They're running movies. They're running their questions. I was falling asleep. I couldn't even keep my head up with the questions.
Why do you have to be there?
Because I'm the parent. What do you mean?
Parent orientation.
For like the first half, and then in the second half of the day, they break you apart. Don't worry, you're going to have to do it too.
All right.
I was doing the head bob. I was doing this. Look.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you were. All right, who do we really like tonight, Joe, for Big Fly? Let's do a late night Big
Fly. I like Machado.
Do you?
Yeah.
Against Ranger Danger?
Yeah, I don't think the Suarez. 5-1 Rangers. Here we go. 5-1 Rangers. Incredible. Got a
Suarez,
little bounce.
Machado, 2-for-13 against Suarez. Tatis,
excellent. Go with the high hand. Bogarts. Jackson, what about Merrill, Bogarts? Bogarts?
1-for-7 against him. I don't love it.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. You don't love it. I don't,
He don't give up a lot of homers, that Suarez.
He throws it down. That's why a lot of his balls, they sail down. I watched them.
Is that what it is? Is that how it happens?
The tail down? Spin. Down in the dumps there. You know?
Well, Matias, quickly, who's going to win
tennis,
these,
right?
who's going to win these tennis matches? I'm rooting for the American girl, and obviously I hope Alcaraz beats the cheater on Sunday morning. What's the Matias picks for the tennis?
No, I'm taking those picks as well, actually. I like the value for Amanda Anisimova at plus 190. Her comeback is nothing short of incredible. You know, her dad dies in 2019. She takes a break from tennis, the whole mental health thing. And a lot of people don't come back from that type of break. And she's a perfect example of somebody that does come back and gets back to the top pretty quickly. You know, a lot of people criticized her for actually taking this break because what happens usually after you take a break is your level doesn't get as high as it was. And she defied the odds, guys. And here she is in a final against Swiatek. And the thing is, she hasn't played her professionally ever. She only played her in juniors where she lost. But, you know, that's years and years ago. They're both completely different tennis players now. And like I told you guys yesterday, man, Anisimova has the potential to beat her because of her power. You know, if Swiatek has a weakness, it's girls who can out-hit her and place balls closer to that line with a lot of pace, like a Sabalenka. And Anisimova has that potential, and that's why she has the ability to beat women like Sabalenka, where she could hit them off the court as well. This girl's been winning on grass all month. You know, she made it to a final in London 2 weeks ago, where she lost in the final. And here we are again, and we're seeing her in the final at Wimbledon. And she's beat, you know, it wasn't a gimme for her to get here. She's beat everybody. And now she needs to take on Swiatek, which is, you know, top notch. I think she gets it done. It'll be a special day for the USA if she gets it done as well. And Alcaraz beats Sinner. I'm taking Alcaraz -1.5 sets as well. I think he beats him in four. It's going to be tight, though, because Sinner is top notch. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if Sinner wins the first set. I love Sinner. You know, you call him a cheater, but I love Sinner. I've been watching this kid since he was very young, and it's unfortunate what happened to him. Everything happens for a reason, though, but he's a damn good tennis player guy. Like, he's absolutely amazing. If he wasn't playing Alcaraz, I would say he's going to win without a doubt. Like, he smoked Djokovic today. Even though Djokovic was on a bad knee, he smoked him, you know? It made Djokovic probably think about retirement real soon.
Hey, Matias.
Probably did.
That kid Sinner, right? He's just so good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. 8-0 Yankees, bottom of the eighth. What's the matter, Joe?
Seeing how these games are going to bust out here. You know,
it's been a long week for you.
Let me tell you, I got hit with so many lefts. I'm begging for a right. Where is? I'm not going to lie, Carver. My body felt like I went to the gym today. I was so sore. You know, because again, what I forgot to tell you was after they canceled the flight at 12 o'clock at night. Yeah, we had to go get our bags. No, we had to go to get our bags. And then we got our bags, and I Ubered to two different hotels by the airport, and they had no availability. And then I was driving around. So Metairie, Louis. This was at 12:30.
You told me about this, that you told me that the hotels completely screwed you. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. So wait until I file this complaint with the airline. Wait until I do that. Wait until that happens.
Going after them?
Going after them. I want the CFOs and CEOs private jet next time. That's what I want. I said it.
Private jet. One is private jet, huh?
That's it.
All right. Big fly. Uh-oh. Did he get it again?
Who? Was it Neto? Who what? 10-0 Yankees. There's the over.
Bellinger, 3 homers.
12 straight. Incredible. 12 straight overs. Imagine you have this total and you're sweating. It's 3-0 after 5 innings. And the Yankees get the total themselves. Incredible.
I can't believe I didn't put Bellinger in the King of the Diamond.
I can't believe I didn't take the Yankee over. Figures. There you go.
He's the only one who's homered, too. That's going to be a big hit if they end with the most runs. I can't complain, Joe. I hit it last week, so I shouldn't be belly aching about the King of the Diamond. But
all you do is cry. You got you cry.
Well, Plellinger was one of my guys tonight.
You
I played
cry
him.
With
I
19 loads solo, on the each arm. You're eating bigger than anybody.
I am.
Buffet Mikey, that's your name, new nickname. 5-3 Seattle. Another over. All the Yankees
Cal's
in
Raleigh.
Seattle.
Cal's Raleigh.
That's it. Just go over Seattle, over Yankees. Watch. I'm going to bet the over tomorrow. It'll be dead unders. Watch. Definitely going to happen tomorrow. Bet the under in both.
Man, that's frustrating. You know, I did it last week, Joe. I took all my regular, the guys I was playing, my regular picks, I just put them in the King of the Diamond, and I hit. This week, I mixed and matched. And I deserve it. Deserve it.
You know who's not been getting over? These Reds. These Reds are dead to me. I didn't take the total, but just figures, right? They can't get over a total if you paid them, the Reds.
I hope someone scores more runs than the Yankees tonight.
Yeah, me too. Let me see what happens. What's tomorrow's games? I got to get ahead of it already. See what tomorrow brings. Let me see.
You're getting ahead of it tomorrow already, huh?
Meanwhile, I went to 7-Eleven today. Free Slurpee for 7-Eleven. Not that I eat
that,
but yeah, you could get the kids a free Slurpee.
Mm. What about this Alejandro Kirk for the Blue Jays tonight? Alejandro.
You want to go after this junk tomorrow? He's on the road in Camden Yards. Want to go after this junk?
Every time we've gone after him, he's shoved it back in our face.
Right, but I know, but we're not on the air tomorrow. So maybe Saturday afternoon in Camden Yards, we go after this hack. Junk.
You want to go after the junk, huh?
I think I'm going to go after him tomorrow. Yeah. A lot of day baseball tomorrow. Ooh, baby. Big fly, big fly. Jeez.
A lot of 4 o'clock games, right? 4 o'clock yeah. East. And that's mm-hmm. been another thing on Saturdays now. There's these 4 o'clock games. Who's that? Bregman? Off the monster? Off the monster. Bregman, first game back. Here come the Red Sox.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Nothing. Your boy Otto. Otto Lopez with a two-run homer from Miami. And
too little.
Meanwhile,
too
the late. Cardinals are trying to rally here. Against the Braves.
6-4
now, Joe. Bottom three. 10 runs already there in the bottom of the third inning. Did Ramirez get it, Joe? Did he get enough? Oh, to the warning track. What a loser.
Oh, which game? What game? I don't know everybody.
The Marlins, Ramirez.
Hanley?
He looked like he had that one. He put a little charge in it. Can Sowers get one?
Keep me updated there. 5-3 right. Texas.
Thanks.
5-3 Texas. Oh, that's not nice. That's not
keep
right. You see, when your guys don't homer, you get nasty.
Is it Christian Walker?
Is it Christian? Is it? I don't know. I'm watching a different game.
Reds have the tying run on second with no out in the bottom of the ninth, Joe. You need the Reds to tie that game?
Not really. I don't have that total.
I'm sorry. I thought you did.
No.
My apologies.
What are you sorry about?
I thought you needed that game.
No.
6-5 nope. Braves. 6-5 Braves. Here they come. Could we get the Newt Bar?
Come on, Newt Bar. Say it ain't so, Newt Bar. Did this guy do something here? Come on, man. Sid Dead Red, kid. Sid Dead Red.
Can this guy do something here? Can this guy do something?
Yep. Yep. Could this guy do something? How is this guy doing this? What do you got? You're really active on X. Ring the bell. You can't wait. Rally the troops. You're like Paul Revere. Like, you're incredible. I mean, ring the bell. I said it. Come on, Mikey.
All right.
Here he is. The British are coming.
That's what happens.
Right?
That's what happens when you're hot. Yeah. You get the ring the bell, well, baby.
I wouldn't know what that is because I've been cold as ice. So there you go.
Was that Victor Caratini, Joe? Victor Caratini.
You don't like the Italians. You don't like them.
I didn't say I don't like the Italians, but I, you know, you like I would have liked Christian Walker a lot
against,
more.
You have a thing against the Italians. Just admit it. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it.
Okay.
You just don't like the Italians.
If that's what you'd like to. If you that's what you'd like to believe, then fine. I have a thing.
You don't like. You only like taking the Italians in the Italian parlay. That's it. You never step up. Never see you on Coast to Coast step up. Tarantini, Pasquantino, Kang Leone.
I take Pasquantino plenty of times. Plenty of times I have Pasquantino. And I let that Cangianone go. I mean, you told me he was a bum, so I let him go.
So it's my fault.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Yes. Tonight it's your fault. Okay. Wish I could tell you differently, but this is not the case. What else we got this weekend for you? So you're not going to get in on the golf. Now, next week, Joe, is historically the toughest week of the year.
Why?
But we'll make it work because there's no, there's really no games. You know, you got the Home Run Derby Monday night.
Yeah.
You got the All-Star Game Tuesday night.
Home Run Derby. Didn't we hit Teoscar Hernandez last year?
We certainly did. We did. And we're going to hit it again this Monday, Joe. We're hitting it again.
We put our heads together last year, and I picked Teoscar. Remember?
No, you didn't. Do that to me. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. I ran around for days pumping up Teoscar Hernandez last year.
No. Go back to the tape.
You got on the coattails with it. That's all that you
I'll
did.
Go back to the tape.
I'm not doing this with you. Back? This is my home runs are my thing. No.
I said Teoscar.
Nope. Not doing it. Won't allow you to do that. Not having it here. But we're going after it again, Joe, on Monday night.
I'm pretty sure I said Teoscar Hernandez last year.
I'm not letting this. I'm not having this. Just not having it.
We might have to go back to the tape.
In fact, I do have the tape because sports, I have it saved on my Instagram. When I hit the Teoscar Hernandez, I have Sports Grid tweeting out or Instagramming out the clip of me.
You got it like that. So. Oh, you got it like that, huh? So. I'm gonna go back to the Carver and Lisi and see who said Teoscar.
Well, I'll tell you know what? Now that you're doing that, I guess I won't let you in on who I'm already dialed in on for Monday night. So
that's all right. I don't need your expertise to make a pick. You make it sound like it's my first rodeo. I can't make a pick on the home run thing.
I'm Is sure you're gonna, you know.
Bohm in it? Is that Hack Bohm in it this year?
No Bohm. It's Cal's Raleigh. Cal's Raleigh.
Well, that's gonna make your portfolio. I know. Go ahead.
Oh no, he's not. O'Neill Cruz missile.
From Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Ronald Acuna being in Atlanta. Acuna's in it.
He sucks.
The Wood Doctor.
I was on him. Wood might be. All right. Okay.
Rooker from the A's. Rooker.
I think I like Rooker. He's got an uppercut swing. I like
Buxton.
Rooker.
Buxton from the Twins.
And this Caminaro, I see.
Junior Caminaro.
Here's who I like. Ready? I like the Rooker. And I think Jazz Hands can get it done.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear.
Now, don't tell me. I already know you guys. Your two heavy hitters are definitely Cominero, and you're heavy on this Wood. You love this Wood. You pump this kid up more than anybody. Say, I told you.
Doctor.
There's no way
I'm not going to bet the Wood Doctor.
Down in the first round, that kid. I hope he goes up against Jazz Hands and Jazz puts him around a telephone pole. I hope he runs him into the wall like Rowdy Gaines, okay? Or Russ Wheeler, all right? All right.
Let me just tell you something. Jazz would have no shot against the Wood Doctor. No shot.
Oh, really? Really?
No shot.
Why? Why wouldn't Jazz have no shot?
He's got no shot against the Wood Doctor.
Why is that? I'm just sure. Why? You sound like you're talking marbles in your mouth. I mean, what are you talking about?
No shot.
You have Jazz Hands is going to win. What's his number? What's Jazz's number?
I've seen him anywhere from 9 to 11 to 1, depending on the book.
Good number. That's a good number. What's Rooker's number?
I think he's in the 11-ish, 10 to 11-ish
area. That's a great number for him, too. Uppercut swing. That kid's got uppercut. The uppercut, Larry. The uppercut, Larry.
This Caratini. I've had enough of this guy, too. Here come the Royals, Joe. Royals out of the gate hot. How many runs you need in the Royal Met game?
I'm not. Don't worry about it. I got eyes on that game. I don't need you to tell me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. The late games are about to get started. The only two that start after we leave is Toronto and the A's in Sacramento, and the Giant Dodger game, which is late night as well. Burger time up here for Texas, 5-3, top of the fifth, with a couple on. What happened there? Oh, he threw it away.
What happened?
Senga. Tried to double a guy off a third, and he threw it away. 6-3 Mariners.
Seattle.
6-3 Mariners.
They're going to blow through that total. Mariners are the hottest team in terms of totals every night.
I mean, you couldn't go after it tonight with Scooble pitching. You couldn't go after
it. Well, I mean, it was a 7. Why not?
Did you go after Skeens and Joe Ryan at 6.5?
No, that was juiced heavily to the over, too, at -124 tonight. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
See, you bring up the Met game and absolutely nothing. So good job by you.
What do you mean? They got second and third here. What's the problem?
Two outs. There were no outs when you started chirping about it. Oh, second and third. Here come the Royals. Yeah, they got nothing. Here they come.
Yeah, you get too sensitive.
Great. The hitting conditions are amazing. Rod Carew style.
Too sensitive when it comes to this stuff. You got to let the game come to you. That's what you really
like
need to do.
Like a true champion. I forgot. Was Rod Carew the 400 average? Was that Rod Carew? Who had the 400 average? It was Rod Carew, right?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams? Wait a minute. Why did I think of Rod Carew? Wait a second. Let me see. They're no average. I mean, really. I mean, they don't even put the average.
Neto with a homer. Neto right out of the gate for the Angels.
I said it. You wanted to take Marte.
Wrong. I said Neto. Not you. I said it. Neto.
You said nothing. What did you say? You said nothing.
Please. Get serious. Neto, I gave you Neto. Right on the silver platter, I gave it to you.
Neto.
Neto. Put him in there, Joe.
You said Neto. I know. You said it.
I sure did.
That's it. I Nostradamus. Said it.
All right.
DC and Nostradamus.
I'm running hot right now. I'm running hot. Not you, me. Okay? I'm running hot.
You got me. That's it. You kicked me when I'm down. Congrats. I hope you feel good about yourself. Nice job by you. There you go.
What do you got for the weekend, Joe? A little hitting the shore, or are you just resting up?
I got work.
Got work?
No, not like radio work. I got the other one. I got to move in the city. Yeah. You know what that's.
That's
not fun. No.
Could we get this Newt bar here?
That would be nice.
Can we get the Newt bar?
Can we get the Newt bar? The Newt bar? Is it Newt bar?
I got to throw something to hit. I mean, geez. 7-3 Mariners. 7-3 Mariners.
All they do is score overs. That's it. Hottest team in baseball. Highest one. It was the Dodgers and Cubs. Now all of a sudden it's the Mariners. Newt bar did nothing.
Put it straight That's up terrible. In the air. Guy's a hack. I mean, what do you want me to say? I only have him in King and a Diamond. I was trying to find this. What I tried to find some different angles for tonight after hitting last week. I should have just stuck with what got me the win last week, Joe. Awful job by me.
What?
Awful. The King and the Diamond.
We get Castellanos going and the Butler?
Yeah, we've got one in the barn already. Neto's done.
Yep, there it is. One be a Carver and Lisi. That's it.
There you go. You did it.
I did it.
You made it happen.
Uh-oh. I did it.
I don't know.
Nothing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Come on. They don't care about my beautiful face. 8-3 Mariners. They're just scoring runs aplenty. This is it. Wheel play. Ladder play. And still nobody out. Look at this. Yeah, altered up to 12.5.
Take it now. Take it live.
Congrats. Killed the Met game. Hitting conditions are phenomenal. No score. Killed it before it even started. It's amazing.
That's got nothing to do with anything. I mean, it's a good night. They got good hitting conditions there tonight.
Yeah.
Now, you told me that you were already looking for some things in the afternoon on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, I'm going to give you some of that. Oh, man. This Ohtani starting for the Dodgers on Saturday. It's Ohtani.
Yeah.
I hope he gets smashed. I've had enough of him.
Have you?
Yeah, I've had enough. Sick of all the Ohtani stuff. Sick of it.
That's it.
Cal's Raleigh. Back up with the bases loaded. Cal's Raleigh.
Make it 12-3. Just blow through every number.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, I could stop belly aching about not putting Bellinger in my King of the Diamond now. Somebody's passed the Yankees. And it was the Seattle Mariners, as Cal's Raleigh puts the grand slam in for his second homer of the night, 12-3 Seattle. You know, if that holds, Joe, I know you're not as in with the King of the Diamond as I am. I'm interested to see how big that bonus would be. And Raleigh's obviously an extremely popular guy in that promotion, but they were facing Skubal tonight. So it's possible maybe there wasn't as much juice on Raleigh as there usually is. So I'm interested to see how big the bonus bet would be for Cal's Raleigh tonight in that one.
I told you they were going to blow through that. I told
you.
They
completely blew through it. Completely blew through it. Bottom nine for the Red Sox here, down 4-3. They need to find a run. And the Braves now have first and second, up 6-5 in the top of the fifth. See if they can add on. All right, here's the afternoon on Saturday, Joe. Cubs and Yankees again at 1 o'clock. Boyd and Fried at 8.5.
I don't like
Yankees
that.
Yankees have how many overs in a row now?
12.
12 overs in a row. The Mariners, who you say are the hottest over team going, are in Detroit again, and it's an early 1 o'clock start. Kirby's Dreamland and Casey Mize, a flat 8, Joe. Up, 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 and away for you, I guess? You're all loving these Mariners.
I don't know. I like the Brave game, I think.
Brave game. Let's see what we got. Don't even. This Joe Adell homers tonight. I'm going to be sick. The Brave game. Where the hell is the Brave game?
I don't even. 215.
All right. Well, they don't have a number, I guess, because their game is still going on. I don't have a number for it yet. Yeah. But
undecided.
It is 215. Undecided for who?
Braves. Pitching.
Well, Fetty's going for the Cardinals. He stinks. Who else is playing early, Joe? Oh, Pirates Twins is early also, with Burrows and undecided. Marlins and Orioles, you mentioned junk against Rodgers, a flat 9. Now, Rodgers ain't been bad.
You want to go after him again?
This junk, man, he's kicked us in the junk, basically. Oh, this Moncada. Big fly, 4-0 Angels, 4-0 Angels, big fly, light the match.
Crazy.
Ohtani and Raup, Dodgers, Giants, 4 o'clock East, flat 8.
7-3 Brew Crew right now. Somebody just told me.
Was it the Wood Doctor? Was it Wood?
I don't know.
Come on.
1-0 Phillies, was it Castellanos? Was it?
It'd be nice if it was.
It was Castellanos!
Was it?
Yeah! Yes! Yes!
Well, you know.
You and this butler. You kill us with this butler tonight. Castellanos goes your way. Big fly! Big fly!
Big fly Castellanos, huh? You gotta say. We got. By the way. Two of our three guys got it by hitting a homer. We only had the three homers in the parlay, Joe, instead of the dopey hits, runs, RBIs.
All right, well,
looking at a big score.
Can we just get your guy in the barn? Can we just get your guy in the barn?
They haven't even started yet. Game hasn't even started. That's it. We're on one guy, Butler. It's three hits, runs, RBIs, and we can cash it. DeGrom and Valdez, a 6.5 with Houston and Texas tomorrow, Joe. Whew. Wheeler and Darvish, a 7.5. Gallen and Kikuchi, an 8.5 tomorrow night.
You want to go after this Kikuchi again?
Yes. Yes.
Kikuchi.
I'm in for going after Kikuchi. Seriously, who homered for the Nationals? You said there was a homer.
I didn't say it was a homer. I said they scored 7-3.
No, it's always, you know, misinformation, always moving things around.
There we go. All right.
It was Adams. Joe, have a great weekend. Great job. Great job by Matias Perbell, as always. We'll see you Monday night for the Home Run Derby. Cash a lot of tickets. Carver and Lisi, Sportsbook Radio. See you then.